Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Alaska House of Representatives has passed a wide-ranging revision of the state's criminal justice law. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that House Bill 49 is the third major alteration of the controversial 2016 passed law known as SB 91. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson supports the new legislation.
What you have before you is a bill that repeals and replaces the harmful provisions of SB 91. We've heard from Alaskans, from our constituents, that they've had enough.
HB 49 would increase sentences for some sex and drug offenses, ensure more rape kits are tested, and it would require that sex offenders from other states who move to Alaska also register as offenders here. All but one minority caucus Republican opposed the bill. Minority Leader Representative Lance Pruitt says he voted no because it doesn't go far enough.
The people did not ask us to come back here and to try to give them the image that we cared and we had heard. They asked us to come back here and fix the problem.
The legislation had support from the majority caucus. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Klayman says the bill balances tougher penalties with drug treatment.
This bill, I believe, strikes the very kind of balance that the public has asked us to do when we come down here, to find a balance between getting tougher on sentences but not getting so tough that we take out the potential resources to help people who really need treatment for their addictions.
The House passed the bill in a 24-14 vote, with Majority Caucus member Democratic Representative Grier Hopkins of Fairbanks the only majority no vote. Governor Dunleavy said Monday that HB 49 points the state in the right direction, but expressed concern that amendments would water it down. The House amended the bill to reduce some increases to prison sentences, a change amendment sponsors said the Dunleavy administration cooperated on. The bill now heads to the Senate for consideration. A Gullivan man died while trying to snow machine across open water near the Seward Peninsula Village. Alaska State Troopers report that 27-year-old Travis Fagerstrom and some friends were skipping snow machines across a 30-foot lead Sunday when he went underwater. Troopers say the friends went to get help, searchers responded with a boat, and used drag hooks to locate and recover Fagerstrom's body. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.